You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today is Monday evening, August 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
$5.20. Million Commitment will expand and enhance stroke care across Wyoming. A $5.20 million commitment aims to enhance stroke care in Wyoming, where stroke ranks as the fifth leading cause of death. The American Stroke Association, backed by grants from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust and the American Heart Association, is spearheading efforts to improve access to timely treatment. This initiative will strengthen coordination among hospitals, EMS networks, and rehabilitation services statewide, ultimately aiming to save lives and improve outcomes for stroke patients.
Helix BioPharmaCorp appoints Marcus Luffler, ND, MBA, as Chief Medical Officer to support next phase of clinical development. Helix BioPharmaCorp announced the appointment of Marcus Luffler, MD, MBA, as Chief Medical Officer to lead the next phase of clinical development. Dr. Luffler brings over 3 decades of experience in oncology drug development, with a focus on advancing innovative therapies. His expertise will be crucial as Helix progresses its clinical programs, including the evaluation of LDOS-47 in combination with pembrolizumab for non-small cell lung cancer and the development of LEUUNUNA for leukemia relapse.
Schott Pharma advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. Schott Pharma, a pioneer in drug containment solutions, advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. The targets, validated by the Science-Based Targets Initiative, focus on energy efficiency, emission reductions, and sourcing renewable energies. The company's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions across its value chain is reinforced, prioritizing impactful measures for a sustainable future.
Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into phase 2. Quantum Biopharma reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year to $2.29 million, and general and administrative expenses decreased by 47% to $1.76 million. The company also announced FDA approval for its investigational new drug application for Lucid-MS, allowing Quantum to move forward with a phase 2 clinical trial for patients with progressive multiple sclerosis.
Regentis Biomaterials RGNT moves Gelrin-C along parallel U.S. clinical and European commercial tracks. Regentis Biomaterials is progressing its Gelrin-C cartilage repair platform with over 50% enrollment in the pivotal phase 3 SAGE study. FDA approval for a single-arm protocol using historical data is expected to lead to a PMA process by 2027. In Europe, Gelrin-C holds CE mark approval, with surgeon training underway and a new manufacturing process increasing yield by 400%. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.